The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The Morning Answer would like to know what you're thinking. Leave us a message at 877-590-5843. That's 877-590-5843.
Jen and Grant, why should we ban Skittles candy? They can't be any worse for you than the COVID vaccine they keep pushing, right? Just wondering.
It's The Morning Answer.
Thanks for joining us on your Wednesday Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
And we are, gosh, lots to focus on. There's stuff going on at home.
Sorry. Can't a guy crumple his notes?
You're like, I hate this stuff. Boom, throw it out the window.
I'm just crumpling notes
and throwing it in the garbage.
I thought maybe it was like a candy wrapper or something. I thought maybe you were celebrating with that. All right, so the Nashville shooter is where we will start today. Again, this happened on Monday at Covenant Christian School. It was a Presbyterian school, an elementary school, kindergarten through sixth grade, represented on this campus. It was attached to a church, and about 11 o'clock in the morning, just before, a former student, Audrey Hale, shot her way into a glass door that was attached to the church. She walked through the hallways. She gained entry into the school. She killed three adults and three kids. Yesterday, as we were on the air during this program, we were able to see security footage. We were also able to see body camera footage from the Metropolitan Nashville Police Department and saw how they responded and what they did. We are also learning more about the victims, including the principal of the school, who apparently was on a call when she heard the first shot. She made a call to police and then went out and confronted this woman. She ended up literally like assassinated. And then there was another little girl who was trying to save her classmates by pulling the fire alarm. She also ended up dead in her attempt to try to save lives. And maybe this did slow down the shooter. We just simply don't know at this point. But now you've got a lot of different conversations coming up, Grant. You've got one, how do we stop having these conversations and start talking about very serious security at our nation's schools? Number two, you have a crazed news media that's now falling all over itself to call this woman who is transgender, who is biologically a female, they're falling all over themselves to honor her pronouns as they're talking about this. It's almost like the emphasis is not on the dead children, and instead about whether or not we're appropriately calling Audrey Aiden Hale a man. The other piece of this,
I was surprised early on.
Mm-hmm. You were. I know you mentioned it. You were great at that.
They were calling her Audrey, which is why I got confused that it was a woman, not a man, because they were calling her by the woman's name. And I fully expected the mainstream media to follow the wishes of the transgender individual to call them by the name they identify with. So I was shocked when they were not doing that. And then they end up issuing a correction and an apology. New York Times did, at least, mm-hmm. for not using the proper pronouns and the like.
Yeah.
And so now they're going back. And, you know, many of this falls into, I'm sure they don't want a woman shooter. They want to keep it that it's young,
it's very rare.
White men,
right,
that are conducting these mass shootings.
I think it's interesting because the number is the same. But just in loosely looking at some of the numbers of this, in, let's just say, the last 40 years, I think there have been like five female mass shooters. But in the last, let's say, 2 years, there have been five trans shooters, which is kind of interesting.
Is that true?
It's one of the things I saw from, I think it was the Daily Mail. So, again, don't quote me on this.
I don't remember the last trans. When was
the one in Denver, the last week, apparently identified as transgender. They don't talk about this. See, that's the problem, is that the media doesn't pick this up. So that's a story that's been going around. You also have Audrey Hale's mother, who apparently she and the father were together. They were Christians. Apparently she was very anti-gun. She said she was totally against. She would post a lot on social media about being anti-gun and being anti-guns in school, for sure. But now she's coming out and saying, we need privacy. We just lost our kid. We need to be grieving our daughter as well. A lot of different storylines here. 855-785-8255. Benny in Los Angeles, you're on The Morning Answer with Jen and Grant. Good morning, Benny.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
Hi.
Yes, on the whole situation, I've just got to give my condolences to the ones that lost their lives. Shout out to the officers that went in there, did what they had to do. And I think, Jen and Grant, we need to speak on helping these people. You know, she was suicidal, probably some antidepressants. That's what I really want to raise, you know, awareness, give these people help, and just stop with the whole media just misguiding us. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad. We need more security, and these people need help, the proper help. I think those two things would help in stopping all this, and the media should, you know, do their part and actually give us the facts and not confuse us, you know.
Yeah, Benny, thank you so much for the phone call. Paul in Ventura, you're on The Morning Answer with Jen and Grant. Good morning, Paul.
Hi, good morning. Oh, Jen, how you doing? And Grant, how are you?
How are you?
Listen, so you guys know who I am. In brief, I call in now and then. I've had five careers. Grant, you promoted, not promoted, but you helped me promote one of my books. You remember that? I also trained horses for 25 years. These careers kind of overlapped, but, you know, I've been single most of my life, and I'll be 75 next month, so I've had a lot of time to pursue these. Now, let me make a point. My first love was teaching school. I taught school in New York for 2 years before moving to California. I taught out here. That also interacted with photography because I did senior pictures, I did kids' pictures, I did proms, that stuff. As an aspect of my photography business. So I've been on at least 50 campuses, as I can estimate. You're not going to do it. And Grant, I know I agree with you. You need guards on these entrances to the school. But these shooters are not looking for a school. They are looking for that school. So they're going to wait their turn, and they're going to play it out until they have an opening. That's one thing. Another thing, these schools are so liquid, they're so mercurial at their entrances. I just did a month in a school where I walked in. I did some work. I won't mention what it is. I walked in. Nobody asked who I was. I signed in. I went to the classroom. The teacher didn't know who I was. And, you know, so they think that everything is happening somewhere else and it can't happen to them, and it will. So let me give you my take. These teachers need to be armed, and they need to know how to use it. Because the only thing they're not going to dissuade these killers. These people are ready to die. So you got to take them out. You got to be able to take them out in a given situation where they want to take your students out. And are you still there?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm with you on all of this. And so this is why, Jen, I really am going to make this a big, big issue.
Okay.
While we're praising. Hold on, Paul. Hold on.
Go ahead.
While we're praising the Nashville police. And the officers were so brave and so well-trained going in there. I cannot praise the response time. 11, 14 minutes, whatever the final number was. It is too long to get to these children. It is unacceptable that it takes 11 minutes to get somebody in there to stop a shooter. I think we were lucky that this shooter, for whatever reason, did not want to go on a further killing spree.
The police chief of Nashville said that himself, that it could have been much worse.
Yeah.
Okay, Paul, finish your point. Yeah.
Okay. Lastly, I want to say, teachers better get through their head. They're not paid to be heroes. They're paid to come in and teach your kid, not to get killed, not to defend those kids with their body. Because it doesn't make any difference how many flowers go on their grave in their neighborhood after they're dead.
Yep, you're right. Paul, thank you. Thank you so much for the phone call.
Thank you, Paul.
Appreciate
you. Know,
I'll
tell you, that's the teacher's response, is it's not our job. We didn't sign up for this, just as airline pilots and flight attendants say we didn't sign up for this.
I have to tell you, I would not send my kid to a school right now. This is a great advertisement, I think, for, and this was a private school. But private schools, get with the program. Have somebody who is there who can respond quickly to these situations. And by the way, I looked it up. It is four people in the last couple of years that have identified in different ways. The Colorado Springs shooter was non-binary, Denver shooter trans, Aberdeen shooter trans, and now the Nashville shooter trans. All right, if you have joint pain and they say surgery is your best option, stop what you're doing. Call QC Kinetics. The folks at QC Kinetics use the latest, most advanced regenerative treatments to bring lasting pain relief, and they do it, Grant, the all-natural way.
Yeah, I love these guys. They're taking regenerative healing properties of your own body, re-injecting this back into your joints. You know, professional athletes have been getting the same treatment done for years. It was typically not available to the public unless you're paying out-of-control prices. Now it's totally available and right there for you at QC Kinetics, and they offer a free consultation, so you got nothing to lose.
That's right. If your joints are aching from arthritis or injury, look beyond the steroids, look beyond the surgery, discover the amazing possibilities with regenerative medicine, especially this time of year after it stops raining. You're going to want to get out there, I promise you, and live life to the fullest. Why not try to do it without the pain that you've been suffering with? Call QC Kinetics for a free consultation, 213-997-PAIN. Glendale, Orange, Mission Viejo, 213-997-PAIN. 213-997-PAIN. As we continue, we'll talk a little bit more about what needs to be done at our nation's schools to prevent these conversations, these events, these losses. It seems way too often. All as your Wednesday Morning Answer continues.
The Morning Answer with Jennifer Horn and Grant Stinchfield.
So you arrest the criminals who are stealing the catalytic converters.
Okay.
Keep them in prison so they can't steal catalytic converters anymore. And that's how you stop theft.
The way you say it, it just sounds so simple.
Yes, it is.
It's the Morning Answer.
All right, thanks for joining us on your Wednesday Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
I'm Grant Stinchfield.
And gosh, there is so much going on. Still fallout from the tragedy in Nashville. The six people, three kids, three adults, who were killed by Audrey Hale, a biological female identifying as Aiden. If you can believe this, Grant.
Yeah.
The Trans Day of Vengeance is going to go ahead at the Supreme Court despite the school shooting. An activist group is due to hold Trans Day of Vengeance demonstrations outside the Supreme Court this Saturday, warning against astronomical amounts of hate from the world. And following the shooting, of course, which left all those people dead on Monday, this is the Trans Radical Activist Network that's going to host the event in Washington, D.C. And it's going to start April 31st. It goes till, excuse me, March 31st until April 2nd. And they'll march on the Supreme Court on Saturday. Their website says that they want gender-affirming care bans lifted and they want the political climate to change.
Let me read you a tweet.
Yeah.
By Sean Davis. He's the CEO of The Federalist.
Mm-hmm.
Nice guy. He tweeted out the cold-blooded mass murder at a Christian school in Nashville by an apparent transgender person came just days before a planned Trans Day of Vengeance.
Still
organized
happening.
By the Trans Radical Activist Network.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that seems pretty factual.
That's what I just said, yeah.
Twitter has locked Sean Davis's account for violating Twitter rules.
Come on.
Violating rules against violent speech. His Twitter account has been locked.
For what I just told you on the radio,
right.
By the way. The same thing I just said to you. They're going to march.
Name. Molly Hemingway, who's a friend of mine, she tweeted this screenshot of your account's been locked. And she, you know, obviously CC'd Elon Musk on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, it's trending, this thing. Like, it's going crazy. I would imagine Elon would unlock his account.
I would hope so, especially if he's responding. A lot of times it's weird. Elon seems to be confused by the algorithms himself over at Twitter, I think, every once in a while. So who knows? But it is pretty unbelievable that somebody can just say, hey, this group exists, which is true. They have a website. You can just go ahead and take a peek if you think people are making this up. 855-785-8255. It's also opened up the conversation, and we kind of started this, I think, yesterday morning, Grant, where there needs to be a lot revealed about Audrey Hale. If she's already going through mental illness, right? There's some reports out there that she had an emotional disorder that she was being treated for. So whatever that means, we don't know. We do know that there are reports that she was highly functioning autistic, which a lot of people make perfectly normal lives for themselves on the spectrum. But if you start adding hormones into this mixture, and we don't know if she has gone down that road of starting to take, you know, her transitioning hormones, what does that do to someone's psyche? Now, I'm not making any excuses because a bad and evil crazy person is a bad and evil crazy person. But Are we making things worse? And have we even been doing this long enough to know some of the impact of injecting someone who's already dealing with a whole lot of mental trauma with hormones that their body is not used to?
Well, look, you just named four mass shooters in what, 2 years?
A couple of years, yeah.
Colorado, Denver.
Aberdeen.
Aberdeen and Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
They're all trans or non-binary. What does that mean again, non-binary?
Non-binary means they don't identify as any sex or any gender.
Any sex.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I knew a guy like this. His name was Pat.
Stop it. Why do you have to always make it funny?
What?
He was on SNL. But this is serious stuff. 855-785-8255. So what do you think? What do we need to be doing to schools? What do we need to be doing to make sure that this kind of thing doesn't happen again? Michael in Tennessee, you're on The Morning Answer with Jen and Grant. Hi, Michael.
Hey, Jen, how you doing? I miss California.
We miss you.
I'm
it misses
Nashville.
You.
I took a job in Nashville. I had to get away from the comrade Gavin. Anyway, what's going on here? I don't know if they told you or not. Yesterday, they issued a search warrant for this lady. And she is a lady. Mm-hmm. She stays with her parents. And she had a manifesto out.
Yes, she did.
And I don't know if y'all know this or not. Our state legislature, which is very courageous, and our governor, great man, Bill Lee, they passed a law about different drag shows performing in front of kids and stuff like that. And it's been a big brouhaha and all that. And the national media is out here trying to make it out like the state legislature and the governor is the reason that this woman did what she did. We need to call evil out for what it is. It's evil. Whether it's Manson in California, whatever. I mean, it's evil. And we need to treat it as evil. All this talk about banning assault weapons and stuff like that, that's all fine and dandy. But we need to get back to, you commit a crime, you do the time. You commit murder, you need to be put on death row. And if that sounds archaic, I'm sorry, but that's how I feel.
Well,
this woman killed children.
Michael, one of the things, to your point, because, yes, we know that in Tennessee – a couple of months ago, the governor wanted to make it harder for kids to transition underage. I mean, let's just say that that's a good thing. That should be applauded. But that did cause a lot of trouble within the trans community. They said, oh, this is, this is evil. This is hateful. All of this. We don't know if that was a motivating factor. I would imagine we're going to find out that that's probably part of her manifesto. But we're just speculating at this point. But then if that's true, does this become a case of domestic terrorism then? If this is killing people and trying to instill fear in people because they have a problem with what the governor has done or the government has done.
I don't know. To me, Jennifer, and I can only give you my opinion. I live here now and I see it. The national news media is all over the place. And the funny thing about it, all this to fund the police, I always tell everybody, if Los Angeles and San Francisco got married and they had a child, its name would be Nashville. They tried this to fund the police stuff, and this is what we got. They shut down police precincts and stuff like this. There used to be a big police precinct in that area. They would have been there. Grant had mentioned earlier about it took 11 minutes. They'd have been there in 3 or 4 minutes if this had been 10 years ago. They wanted to fund the police and all that. Well, this is what it gets you.
Yeah, Michael, thank you so much for the phone call. We miss your sensibilities here in California. 855-785-8255. Hey, Grant, you need plans tonight?
Tell me. You know what I would like to do?
What would you like to do?
Because I never get to talk to him when he comes on the phone, when he comes on the show, because you always hijack that interview with Larry Elder.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to go see him today and hang with Larry Elder.
I tell you what, he's going to be joining us in about 15 minutes, and you want to run the whole thing today? So, and I'll just
you
be,
want me to just run it?
I'll be like the sideshow performer.
It'll never happen.
You want to bet? We could do it. We could do it right now. All right. No, if you need plans tonight, come on out and see us. The Embassy Suites in Glendale. This is your last chance to get your tickets. AM870theanswer.com. Click on the banner. It's an evening with Larry Elder. This is the last chance before Larry, presumably jumps into the presidential race. We are going to find out from Larry if he is indeed doing that, how he will position himself in the 2024 campaign, his thoughts on domestic policy, on foreign policy. All of it to be discussed. We're going to do a Q&A. I'll be hosting. He'll be there taking pictures, signing books, and having a lot of fun. It will be great. Tonight in Glendale at the Embassy Suites starts at 6 o'clock. So if you want to get your tickets, a few are left, and veterans get a 25% discount. AM870theanswer.com. As we continue, the Biden basement briefing jam-packed. We're going to hear from not only President Biden, but also Vice President Kamala Harris waxing poetic. All as your Wednesday Morning Answer continues.
The Morning Answer with Jennifer Horn and Grant Stinchfield.
Can you name one thing that President Biden has done that you support?
One thing that he's done that I support. He eat a lot of ice cream.
It's The Morning Answer.
He does eat a lot of ice cream, that's for sure. Thanks for joining us on your Wednesday Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
And if you are new to the program, every day at this time, we jump in to the old Biden Basement Briefing.
This is the daily Biden Basement Briefing.
Come on. I'm proud to use my authority under the Antiquities Act to establish the...
Come on.
And I want you to know it's a big deal.
Come on, man.
The Havaniqua May. I'm having trouble.
Come on, man.
Okay, that's our president. But why not start with our vice president? Because she's a wealth of information, of knowledge, of IQ points, Grant. Why wouldn't we start right there with Kamala Harris? You want to?
Yeah.
So the vice president is out of the country. I know you barely noticed, but she is. And she went to Africa, and she's talking about the prices of goods and services, how the pandemic hurt them. She also launched a $1 billion fund to empower women, which is very nice, during her trip there to Ghana. And she was very excited to be there. And this is how it all kind of started. You ready for this? Here we go.
Hello, Ghana! I am incredibly honored.
Oh my God. I mean,
hello, Ghana.
Why is that funny? It is funny, though, right? I mean, I look at Dan. He's in there laughing. You're kind
of. Why is she laughing?
I don't know. But
so
she's,
this is radio, and I can't see her face, but I can see her face in my head.
Can't you?
With her shoulders up.
And she's laughing.
And the chin coming out as she laughs. You know how she does that? Like, chin comes
Ghana!
Out.
Like that.
Like a giant chicken.
In South Africa, part of the world's largest radio telescope is under construction.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Which will help answer some of the biggest questions of humanity. About galaxies, about gravity.
About
hello, Ghana.
Really, gravity. Hold on.
Yeah.
Gravity. The
We're gonna learn about gravity.
I was pretty much thought gravity was settled.
Well, that's because you're just dumb, Grant.
I guess.
Sorry. I mean, the vice president just said we are going to use the telescope and we're going to learn about gravity. All right.
We're going to learn about gravity. I mean, the bigger the mass, the stronger the draw.
Hello, Ghana.
Okay, so then she like kind of gets more serious. She's still in Ghana. Has a nice conversation about lots of important issues. And I cannot not hear this anymore. And I'm going to give full credit to someone who does another radio show, a competitor. So I'm giving full credit to Clay Travis, who said.
Who the hell's Clay Travis?
Exactly. I don't know. But he said that Kamala Harris talks like a high school student. Like with a word quota on their essays, you know, she just doesn't like economize her words. She's trying to reach a certain quota.
I thought she talks like a nursery school teacher.
Check this out. You ready for it?
As you have mentioned, we have had today, this afternoon, a wide-ranging discussion. We have discussed a number of important topics, including the importance of concepts and priorities such as freedom and liberty.
If that's not a junior in high school, trying to get to 1,000 words. Listen to this. We've had long-ranging discussions on things that we've discussed on important topics, such as...
As you have mentioned, we have had today, this afternoon, a wide-ranging discussion. We have discussed a number of important topics, including the importance of concepts and priorities such as freedom and liberty.
So basically, she said, we talked about freedom and liberty today. That's it. That's all she wanted.
Right. Which is really interesting to me because she knows nothing about freedom and liberty.
She's not
a fan,
I don't think.
They trample freedom and liberty. They don't have any respect for freedom and liberty. So I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall in that conversation.
I know.
There was no conversation. Anybody got any coffee? Anybody have anything else to add? No? No? Okay.
Okay. Well, then you know what I have to say?
Hello, Ghana. Ghana.
So what's interesting here on this one, you know, usually we're on the same page.
Yeah.
I don't find the Ghana thing that funny.
Daniel does. Look at him. He's
I know.
Like
I don't know why. Hey, Hot Chocolate Jose. Hot Chocolate Jose. Do you find the Ghana thing funny? Are you find it as funny as these two?
I just, if I close my eyes and I picture her saying, hello, Ghana, I just, you know, I picture her floating in the air.
Yes. Now
see,
you're
now that's funny.
Funny.
Now that's funny. That's why we need Hot Chocolate Jose to explain what you two are picturing.
All right, how about more? Instead of going backwards, how about more? Everybody's a critic around here.
The median age on the continent of Africa is 19. Think about what that means in terms of potential. Think about the fact that by 2050, one in four people occupying a place on Mother Earth will be on this continent.
Wow.
Like,
think
great.
About that.
It's pretty deep.
It's either potential or a massive famine.
Right. That's one or the other.
Yeah.
Pretty, like, big swings in the spectrum. Okay, so we have a little more Harris, but we have to get to Biden because it is his basement briefing. And he was out yesterday doing a redo on his comments from the Nashville shooting because he probably got a lot of heat for talking about chocolate chip ice cream while kids were lying dead in the classroom. But he did talk to one of the senators he was visiting and wanted to say that he got her some flowers. Take a listen.
We're also committed to this state. You're here on your wedding anniversary. And I just want you to know, I sent flowers to your wife. I don't know about you. You better damn well be in time for that dinner. He has dinner later tonight. I'm not going to tell you the time because you may want to go to the same restaurant. But
it's unbelievable. So did you hear, we should pull this. I don't know if it just happened. He was asked about, was it an attack on Christians?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I don't know. He says, well, Josh Hawley says so. And then he goes, well, then I don't think so. Ha,
oh,
ha, ha,
boy.
And then he goes, I'm joking.
All right, one more in the old
I'm
basement
surprised
briefing.
I knew who Josh Hawley was.
I know, point. Actually. Hmm.
Before the pandemic, supply chain wasn't something most Americans thought about. When you say supply chains, you look at each other with a blank stare. Well, guess what? Everybody knows what the supply chain is because today, after delays in parts and products, folks experienced, everyone knows. That's why it's so important. You have to have access to them.
Unbelievable. I don't know what to say.
This is America's best, guys. This
That's
is America's
the two of
best.
Them in action.
That's it.
They sent
the
her to Ghana, figuring that she wouldn't make news over there.
Wait, where did they go? Where did she go?
Hello, Ghana!
Still nothing, huh? He just drinks his coffee. That's it.
I just don't think it's that funny.
Whatever.
I don't know, but I might say the same thing coming down the plane. Hello, Ghana. Take me to your leader.
I'd laugh at you, too.
What would you do if I said, take me to your leader?
I would laugh at you, too. You'd be a part of the Stinchfield basement briefing. All right, as we continue, we'll be joined by the sage himself. Is he in this race for 2024, or is he out?
Does he have an answer for that?
Maybe so, as your Wednesday morning answer continues.
The Morning Answer with Jennifer Horn and Grant Stinchfield.
In South Africa, part of the world's largest radio telescope is under construction, which will help answer some of the biggest questions of humanity about galaxies, about gravity.
It's The Morning Answer.
I don't know how she can be beaten, guys. I just don't know.
I'm still
back.
Trying to figure out how this gravity thing works.
Welcome back to your Wednesday Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
And you hear that music, and that's because, oh, we're breaking all the rules, guys. We are bringing him in on a Wednesday, too. Usually he's with us on Friday's Morning Answer, but today is a very special day, and that's because we are going to get together later this evening. You're all invited. A few tickets still remain at am870theanswer.com. Our friend, the Sage, Larry Elder is with us. He is the host of The Larry Elder Show. You can get that, larrywithepic.com, but check out elderforamerica.com, and of course, Larry Elder on all the social media platforms. Larry, good morning to you.
Good morning, our guys. Lighten up on Kamala Harris. It could have been worse. She could have said, we're going to get to the bottom of Fochivo. She didn't say that.
Right. Hey, I heard that's controversial now, that people aren't allowed to say that. Is that right?
Well, the controversy is some anchor, morning anchor in Mississippi local TV used the term Fochivo and then the other word, which turns out, and I didn't know this because Snoop Dogg is not exactly on my playlist, the term is equivalent to the N-word. I didn't know that, but I guess people who know his music know that. So this woman, who happens to be white, used it, and now she's gotten fired. And Charlamagne the God has defended her. Whoopi Goldberg has defended her. I defended her because what's happened is Snoop Dogg has normalized this word.
So I defended her last night, Larry. On the Real America's Voice show, I defended her last night, and okay. I used the word on Real America's Voice. Yeah, I used it.
I did. I don't have the cashews to do that. I'm running for president. I'm trying to carry Texas.
Was this just an announcement on the morning answer, Larry
I said,
Elder?
I said very quickly. I speak very quickly. I said, if I run for president.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Let me get back to the point. So Charlamagne the God has defended her. Grant Dinsfield has defended her. Whoopi Goldberg defended her. I defended her. You know who hasn't? Snoop Dogg. And I'll tell you why. He is embarrassed. He's normalized a word now that white suburban kids freely, breezily among each other use that word.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
And so here's what's interesting. I asked Dan Dan, the black man. Grant,
did you hear Jennifer say that's a really good point? You want to marinate in that a little bit?
Yes, I need to marinate in it.
Sink it in.
It's always a good point coming from you. I don't need to reiterate that. I know when Larry speaks, it's a good point.
Breathe it in.
I do have to tell you behind the scenes, Larry, you know, Grant just accused me of dominating our interviews together. So I am purposefully just trying to back off to let Mr. Stinchfield have more time with you because he's jealous of our relationship. Did you know that?
Well, he bruises easily. You know that. So he's like all of us men. Women, of course, run everything. They dominate everything. But the trick is to make us think we are. And every now and then the cat gets out of the bag.
All right. So Stinch, you were saying.
Already I've tried to ask two questions and cut off. All right, so I asked Dan Dan, the phone man, a.k.a. Dan Dan, the black man, whether he knew what fashizzle I mean, I'm not going to say it because now Larry has me scared about saying it. And they're saying say it. I mean, I don't think it's a bad word to say.
I bet you anything Dan did not know that it meant that.
He didn't. But then I asked a buddy of mine.
And you know why? Because he's the only black guy I know who prefers NASCAR over rap music.
All
he's
true.
He's not normal. He's not normal. He's not welcome in the hood.
All right. So here's what's funny. I asked an older black friend of mine, and he's like, dude, of course I knew that. And so he's like, well, how old is your buddy that works on the radio? I said, well, I don't know, he's in his 20s. He goes, well, that explains it. But then here I am, Larry Elder, I mean, the quintessential old G, doesn't know what it is.
I had no idea what it was. I asked Nina, my girlfriend, she said, a what? And so she didn't know either. And it's possible that this news anchor didn't know either.
Oh, I guarantee you she didn't know.
Really?
I guarantee it.
I just find it hard to believe that none of you knew because I knew. I don't know. Like, that's what, I've said it. I'm thinking it's rhyming something. Offensive, you know.
Yeah, well,
shizzle also means something else, by the way.
Now I know what you meant at the party when I walked in. You said, hey, for shizzle. You hear that?
That's how I greet you every time I see you, Larry. All right, so in all seriousness, I will not say that to you when we see each other tonight, but the Embassy all Suites right. in Glendale is the place. And it's going to be a really fun night. We're going to do a Q&A. It's going to be an intimate event. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to take pictures and you're going to sign books and all of that. Larry, what would you like me not to ask you tonight?
That's a great question.
Don't ask me anything about the sexual behavior of aardvarks in Guatemala. That's a topic that I stay away from like the plague.
Okay. I like it. Now, Grant, what do you think Larry needs to answer?
Well, the reason
tonight?
He says that is because...
You can ask anything you want.
Okay.
Aardvarks, they like to nizzle up next to each other.
No, that's nuzzling?
Nuzzle up next to each other.
You know, there's a heavy, heavy in the closet aardvark trans community that a lot of people don't know about.
Well, the cross-dressing aardvarks are the worst ones, I think. But what is it? The pangolin, I think, is the reason we have COVID. So maybe I'll ask you about the relations of a pangolin. But Grant, if you were standing on that stage tonight, and I'll, unfortunately I'll be the only one there without you tonight, what would you want to know from Mr. Elder?
What I like to know from Mr. Elder, I would like Mr. Elder to take me back in the day, okay, before his lovely partner came on the scene. How in the world did he get all the ladies in town? That's what I would ask.
Just look at him. Talk to him. I mean, he's a charming guy. Give me a break. Good looking,
charming.
How
did he do it? Because he's known on the streets as a ladies' man.
I would dispute that characterization. I was known as a nerd, and we didn't use the word nerd in the hood. It was another word that was used that's a little less innocuous. No, I would never have called myself that at all. I was always an academically oriented kind of guy, and the last person to that people would have assumed is a, quote, ladies' man. Now, Grant, you, on the other hand, I heard from Texas. Man.
Not just Texas, pictures. Larry. Florida, California, Arizona.
Man, I've got pictures. Don't mess with me.
And you probably do.
And I've got a 1.1 million subscriber base on Instagram. Do not mess with me.
He's got the audience for him.
There you go.
All right. In our final few moments here, on a more serious note, and I hate to leave it this way, but Joe Biden, in our final moment, if you are thinking about running for the presidency, you'd like to take his job, Larry. And one of the things that I think a lot of people criticized him for, including people in his own party, was his response this week initially to the shooting in Nashville, where he came out, started talking about chocolate chip ice cream to a crowd of people at the White House. Do you think it was very weird to watch him go through that? And we played it in real time. It was like different faces, different responses. Is this ineptitude? Is this being out of touch? Is this just really maybe dealing with some medical problems, a whole combination of things? What do you make of that response? I mean, it was ridiculous.
It was. I think it's all of the above. And had Donald Trump said something like that, it would have been all over him. But you watch CNN, you watch MSNBC, as I often do, and they either ignored it or just downplayed it. The guy is, he was always a big mouth, always out of touch. He had tried to run for president twice before, you know, and his campaign went supernova because he plagiarized parts of speeches. He was almost kicked out of law school for stealing. He'd been lying for decades about his civil rights record. Lied and said he got arrested trying to visit Nelson Mandela. Lied and said Bo was killed in Iraq, and on and on and on and on. But now the mental decline is pretty obvious. He falls up and down going up the stairs to Air Force One. It's almost embarrassing.
It is almost embarrassing. It is embarrassing. In fact, this was the most embarrassed I felt about our president since our withdrawal from Afghanistan.
But they don't have an alternative.
They don't.
They're stuck with him.
And we're going to talk about that tonight. We want you to join us. It's 6 p.m. at the Embassy Suites in Glendale, am870theanswer.com. For a few tickets left, we've got a program for you, the Q&A, book signing, pictures. It's going to be a fun night, Larry. We're going to go through some of the top issues that you may find along the campaign trail if you jump into this race. And maybe, I don't know, if we take, you know, a vow of secrecy in the room, maybe you'll give us a little sneak peek at some of your plans. am870theanswer.com is where you can see get your tickets to see an evening with Larry Elder tonight, Embassy Suites in Glendale. Larry, thanks so much for being with us on a Wednesday.
And Jim and Grant, two parting words.
Yes.
Oh, sizzle.
Sage out. We'll see you tonight with all the zools. We'll be swizzling and shizzling all night long.
Just say like this. For shizzle and don't eat the grizzle.
There you go.
You got more soul than you can control. Oh, I did it again.
All right, Larry, we love you. Give him a follow right now at Larry Elder. Check out Elder for America. And, of course, get your tickets tonight, am870theanswer.com. If you're a vet, you save 25%. am870theanswer.com. And we will see you 6 o'clock at the Embassy Suites in Glendale. All right, as we continue, Gavin Newsom in the news. He says he's going to protect us from skyrocketing gas prices. But what's really behind this? As your Wednesday Morning Answer continues.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.